On September 4th, 1805, a large band of Salish people was camped at one of the traditional places in the Upper Bitterroot Valley, a place called Kutil Puputlum, meaning coming out into a big open place. Non-Indians know this place as Ross Hole, the large upland prairie on the east fork of the Bitterroot River in what is now western Montana. On that day, 200 years ago, our people were gathered there as countless generations of ancestors had before them. Dozens of lodges, some 400 people, and more than that number of horses were enjoying the warm, sunny days and cold nights in that high open valley at the western base of the Pintler Range. Since it was September, they were harvesting chlochlol, choke cherries, which grew in great profusion in the area. The women would pound the cherries with their stone hammers, form the mash into patties, and then dry them and store them for use as food throughout the long winters. The people would also be gathering stetched red osier dogwood berries and pasturing their fine horses on the abundant grass of Kutil Puputlum before moving on toward the plains for the fall buffalo hunt. While the Salish were camped at Kutil Puputlum, the scouts spotted a group of strange men approaching. Our people later learned that these strangers were the members of the Lewis and Clark expedition. In most non-Indian accounts, the expedition's arrival marked the beginning of the history of Montana. But as we will see in the pages that follow, Lewis and Clark were much less discoverers than visitors, venturing into a territory of a sovereign native nation, a tribal world that was older, richer, and more complex than they could have possibly imagined.